I'm Tamsin Wheatley, and you're listening to a preview of a Folklore Patreon exclusive. Welcome to this sneak peek of The Silbury Hill Diaries. A few months back, after I began discussing Neil's tapes on my radio show, I received a second package, addressed to me at the station where I work. It contained a handwritten letter, and a second, smaller package within, which was a battered and beaten old notebook. The letter was from a listener, Mary Herring, who explained that she had heard my talk of local folklore on the radio, and had thought I might be interested in this diary, which she claimed had been found in the wall of her daughter's house. It had been discovered when they were remodelling, and nothing else was known about the diary. Although the family carried out some research, they were unable to corroborate or confirm anything, not even who had written it. Of course, I was intrigued, but was unsure how to proceed. Given that my time was currently spent investigating Neil's tapes, I decided the best option was to present it here for you all to enjoy. I've enlisted the help of my friend Megan Carter, who has agreed to read the content of the diary out for me. What follows is an extract from that diary. I hope you enjoy it.
June 2003. Dear Diary, it feels odd writing that. I'm used to addressing all my correspondence to an actual person, but I suppose there is nobody left who wants to hear what I have to say anymore, so here we are. I'm writing this from the top of Silbury Hill. The sun is out. There were crickets and other creatures chirping merrily as I walked through the meadow to get to the foot of the hill. The climb upwards was pleasant, if a little hot. There may be a small patch of sunburn on the back of my neck. Still, I have my water and I have time. I sit here, solitary, pen in hand, wondering about all the things I've found and how to make sense of them in this crazy world. First of all, I know I shouldn't be up here. I know the excavation shaft beneath my feet is temperamental, and that the structural damage it has caused to the hill is almost irreparable, despite having tons of chalk dropped into it. But I'm here alone, and I don't think that one careful soul treading on sacred ground will cause the old wound to open up. And that's what it feels like at the end of the day. This sacred mound has been wounded grievously over centuries. It should have been protected, and yet, here we are. The scars of excavations and archaeological digs have marred this divine place of worship forever. I can feel the pain when I press my palm to the earth here on top of the hill. I don't know how to describe it with words. If you can imagine pressing your hand to the searing surface of an electric hob, but the burn is not hot or cold, it's just pure pain in its most visceral form. And it saddens me that this was, in part, exacerbated by what I did. I've tried to fix the problem I caused, but I fear the curse is too far gone. I suspect I'll live with this remorse and suffering until the day I die, which I guess will not be too distant a time. While I've been sitting here, I've watched the birds soar through blue skies and a deer bound through the meadow below. They are all so unaware of my presence and so unaware of my pain. I wonder if they sense the hill's pain. I wonder a lot of things, sitting here, bathed in the glory of the sun. The time has passed quickly, and I feel the sun beginning its descent towards the horizon. I want to stop writing now and just enjoy the view. This may be the last time I can come up here to watch the sun sink through wispy clouds, dropping streaks of pink and orange through the sky until it disappears beyond the horizon. I wonder if I will know when my last sunset will be. Will I feel it? Will it warn me? I hope so. F.C. Mills.
Thank you for listening. The Silbury Hill Diaries will be released weekly, exclusive to our Patreon. If you'd like to hear more of the Silbury Hill Diaries, as well as a whole host of other bonus content, you can support Folklore and become a subscriber over on patreon.com/folklorepod.